satisfying and kind of proud to watch on that performance in Barbados?
Yeah, and I think the really good thing was there were lots of contributors. You know, sometimes you look at a match and there'd be just one or two, but I felt, you know, from Roche's five wickets to the way Hetmyer played, very positive, and obviously Jason and Darwish, you know, batting exceptionally well, probably more than that as well. So it was a really good all-round team performance.
Okay. I guess that is something that's been building. You know, the names that you've touched on have all been capable of putting in special performances in the past, but yep, to bring it all together in at the same time in the same game perhaps hasn't been the case.
Yeah, no, it was fantastic. You know, as I keep thinking, in the last three test matches against them we've managed to win two, because if you take the Headingley one, obviously yeah, things didn't quite go the same way at Lord's, but you know, we've won two of the last three, and I think that gives us a lot of confidence and positive. But we know and we expect them to come back really hard this week. You know, so we got a park last week as good as it was. We've had a good team meeting this morning, and we've got to do it all again. And the guys have got to turn up again.
Last week, Jason and Kemar, the day before the game or the day after, Rod, 2 days beforehand, said, we're the underdogs, we know we're the underdogs. You have to lose that tag, aren't you, after last week?
Well, no, I don't think so. I mean, we still are. If you look at the world rankings, we're quite a low way down, and you're playing one of the top teams in the world who've been on a very good run until last week. So, no, they still, you know, we are still the underdogs, but, you know, we have a lot of very good performers. You can't take us lightly. And when we're committed and we know what we're doing and perform, we're a good side.
Obviously, it was Pearce that did the job in the first innings, and that really set up the game. Are you expecting another Pearce-led game here?
This wicket is normally a good track. I mean, we had a good game against Bangladesh, I don't know, 6-7 months ago, where we managed to bowl them out quite quickly on it. I think Roche took 5 or 6, I can't remember the exact figures, but bowled very well here. But it's normally a good wicket. So, you know, I expect to see some, yeah, I've seen big scores here in the past. So I just expect to see another good game.
What are you expecting from England?
It's difficult to know. I mean, obviously reading the English press, I mean, there's pressure on for probably one or two changes. It's difficult. I don't want to focus too much on them. I mean, you know, they might juggle the pack a little bit, but I think we've got to just keep on our processes, the bowl in the same way that we did, bat with the same, you know, same positivity, I think, and really value the wickets the way that we did, and partnerships, and do all that stuff again. It's hard work. We've got to go and, you know, it's only been a 2-3 day turnaround, but these boys have got to be in the same frame of mind.
Did you get enough credit for that win, out of interest? Because there was a lot of made, of course, that England lose, but of yeah, course, if one side loses, someone else has to win.
Yeah, I sometimes read it that way. I mean, I've read a lot of the English stuff, and it's England didn't turn up, England were poor, but sometimes you're made to be poor. I thought Roche bowled particularly well in good areas and nicked them off genuinely. And as I say, I mean, you know, it's you know, when you're facing good bowling attacks, and you know, Jimmy's a world-class bowler, we know that, it's not just the shots you play, it's keeping out the good ones and leaving the good ones. So I think there was a lot of discipline in the way that we batted. And maybe we didn't get credit, but to be honest, that doesn't matter. I mean, you know, it's 1-0, and you've got to do it all again. That's the view, really.
How are the men looking? Any injury concerns?
No, I think we're okay. I think Shane had a bit of a sore back after batting the other day, but hopefully he'll be fine, and you know, the rest are, you know, as well. So.
And how are the team feeling to be here in Antigua for their second part of the test?
Oh, it's a really good vibe. I mean, you know, but as Jason said this morning as captain, you know, as great as it was last week, take the good, learn from one or two things we could do better, but let's park it, let's go again. It's still only 1-0, and there's still two games to go.
So, but do you think it's fair to say that, you know, there might have been a few sort of promising shoots in the past where the team looks as if it could come to fruition? Yeah. Isn't this now this collective, you know, the start of something much better, do you think?
It's hard to say that. I mean, consistency has always been an issue for us, where, you know, I think it was said before that we've had many good days like this. We've beaten some top sides around the world, so we know we're capable of it. When everything clicks, it's backing it up, and that's going to be, you know, that's our challenge, to come and do it again and turn this into a 2-0. But we're going to focus on the processes that hopefully will lead us to that, rather than worrying too much about the result.
Do you seem to have a bit more depth, though, you know, with bringing the extra fast bowlers in, and you seem to have the young group that's come through the programme are perhaps now ready for step up?
Yeah, I mean, I really like the way Hetmyer played. I mean, we were under pressure the other night where we lost those quick wickets in that second innings, and I thought the way Darwish and Hetmyer played just released that pressure, because you could have been, you know, could have been setting them 300, 310, you never know in a game like that. So, you know, there were little bits like that really sort of were encouraging. And even in the first innings, the way that Dalzari Joseph, you know, as a lower order batter, hung around for 30 balls but allowed, again, Hetmyer to get runs at the other end. So there were lots of things where I thought the boys worked the situation out and played the situation sensibly, and it all led to, you know, a good performance in the end.
Have you seen any Anyone more impressive as a sort of a young leader than Jason Holder, the job he's done?
Jason's an outstanding individual. I mean, he was on the first intake of the High Performance Centre going back almost 8-9 years when I first came out to the Caribbean, and he was, a few of these lads came through that team, but Jason was always a very, very good leader. And I remember we did a tour to Dubai, and he was 19 at the time, I think, and I remember at the end of that tour him going around every individual in that squad and sort of, you might not have had a great tour, but, things will come good. And just the way he spoke, and I thought he's definitely a future captain of the main side, and as I say, you won't meet a nicer bloke, and he's hugely talented as well.
And on the pitches, he's still got a bit to go. Can he produce some of those performances even more regularly as he goes on?
Yeah, I mean, last year he was one of the leading bowlers. I think his skill with the ball, and he's talked a lot about patience with the ball, but he also leads very well. He speaks well to the guys, gives clear direction along with, I think Richard last week did some very good planning and, started a process off here that we hope is going to send us, in the right direction.
Has Roston given himself a problem in many ways, sort of going under the radar, then he takes eight for it? Everyone's now going to be looking at him in a very different way.
Oh, possibly. I mean, Roston's always been a decent bowler. He's a good all-rounder. He's scored his test hundreds and he's had his wickets before. So, he's been written off a little bit as a part-timer. I think he's better than that. And if you watch him, he gets a bit of drift. He gets the ball to dip. So, and obviously, because he's got height, he gets that little bit of bounce as well. So he's more than a part-timer for sure. And I think the figures would reflect that as well.